Hello, folks. Believe it or not, we are the Pod Squad. With Colleen Roberts, George Oliver, Kathy Morrison, Susan Moffat-Thomas, Charles Tendell, Wendy Card, and yours truly, Rich Sheridan. And we're on location today at the Charles Tendell Studio inside the O'Marks Building in beautiful, historic downtown New Bern.
All right. Yay! We're connecting you with our community. Learn about the people, places, and latest happenings in and around town and beyond.
Moose and Square.
New Moose and Square, he says.
And today's show is brought to you by our good friend Jeremy Leray of New Bern Web Design. We've been working with Jeremy for the last 5 years, and New Bern Web Design is New Bern Now's peace of mind. Truly, it is. Especially when it comes to keeping us secure. And from responsive web design, web hosting, e-commercials, site maintenance, to security, New Bern Web Design works with you to find out what your goals are and works with you to make them a reality. And find your target market and generate more revenue by calling Jeremy at 349-0270. Visit him at 315 Metcalf Street or check out newbernwebdesign.com. Thank you, Jeremy. Woo!
So you may think that you tuned into the wrong podcast. But
you are correct.
Speak, the queen speaks.
The queen, happy Halloween to all in the land.
Yeah.
If you are tuning in, please wave, please comment on social media. Please let us know if you have any announcements or events going on that we can talk about. But we always start catching up with the Pod Squad. I'm not sure we can quite read through our masks, but let's begin. What's going on?
Well, I'll start. First, I do want to say thank you to everybody, and I mean everybody who was involved with Ghost
Somebody's
Walk.
Oh, my goodness.
Hundreds of folks. It was
fabulous.
A terrific Ghost Walk. Great locations, great ghosts. Just, we had over 250 volunteers involved in putting that Ghost Walk together. And just, you know, great people. The folks loved the Tap Snap pictures. It's just, you know, it all was wonderful. The folks at the cemetery were great. The folks in the houses were great. And just want to say thank you for all of our volunteers and to all the visitors that came to see us at Ghost Walk.
Nice job.
Thank you. Yeah. Kathy and Mickey and everyone for doing all you do.
Well, then we have three things coming up. November the 6th, which is coming up next week, we're going to have the encore for the last POW, Steve Tyson's presentation that
George.
He did for Lunch and Learn.
It's an encore.
It's an encore.
So what,
it's in the evening.
Okay, so Wednesday, see if I can
it's
take my mom.
Wednesday when at 6:30. Wednesday the 6th.
This coming Wednesday
the 6th at 6:30 at the History Center.
And is it a Lunch and Learn?
No, it's an encore. So it's just a presentation, you know, his presentation. Tickets are $10. You can get them at NewBernHistoricalSociety.org/tickets, the good old website, or you can give us a call, 638-8558, or you can even stop by the Historical Society office at the Atmore Oliver House at 511 Broad Street.
And it's a dinner?
It's just the presentation.
Bring your own snacks.
There'll be a reception following. But it's, you can have your snacks.
I think Pam needs to, like, free up your schedule, George.
Pam, everybody wave to Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Now get back to work.
This episode of the Pod Squad brought to you by Pam.
Pam.
There you go. All right. On November 11th, we remind you, is the last day to enter the Gingerbread House contest. Get your forms in by November 11th. And you can find the forms at gingerbreadnewbern.com.
Does it mean you have to build your house by November 11th?
No. Or just all you have, just have okay. to have the form in.
Your gingerbread got washed away.
FEMA is, well, you don't need to wait for FEMA. Join in the fun. Have a good time with all the gingerbread houses downtown. 1920 merchants have volunteered space, so have a good time making a gingerbread house and enter and join all the berry merry fun. There's four categories.
Once you make it, then it's displayed by a downtown merchant.
And it's displayed by a downtown merchant. There are four categories: youth, adult, family, and professional. You enter in the one that's most appropriate for you, however you decide. And there'll be prizes in the four categories. There'll also be a prize for the one that best reflects historic New Bern. And there will be a People's Choice. So folks will vote downtown on a couple of days and on Facebook for the People's Choice. So you can spread around. If you enter and you want folks to vote for you for People's Choice, tell all your friends on Facebook, go vote for me. So anyway, all of that is happening with the Gingerbread House Contest. The forms are at gingerbreadnewburn.com, or you can give us a call or pick them up at the Historical Society and get them in by the 11th. Or since the 11th is a holiday, we'll also take it postmarked by the 11th. I'm not going to quibble over a day or two.
Quibble.
She said quibble.
Now, do they still, is it too late to sign up for the class? The class
is finished.
Done.
Yeah. Yes, we've done two classes.
Wait, there's a class on making
gingerbread houses. Yeah. See what you miss when you're not here, George?
I'm here.
That's what you miss when you're out
when you're
there
not
working.
Here, yes.
Bring so you gumdrops and marshmallows.
Yeah.
All righty. So anyway, we invite everybody to participate. It's a lot of fun. It's fun to make it, and it's fun to join in all the stuff going on downtown.
Better tell those judges they can't eat them.
That's right. We have a good batch of judges coming in, and yes, you may not eat. You will be fed, but you may not eat the gingerbread house.
Do you make the gingerbread itself and then make the house?
Yes. Or is it like a everybody kit? Except the youth. Yeah, right. In the youth category, they're allowed to use a kit. Okay. Everybody else makes the gingerbread, cuts it out the way you want the pieces to go together, put the pieces together, and decorate it.
Okay. Does it all have to be edible?
All has to be edible.
Ah.
Doesn't all have to be sweet, but it all has to be edible.
So you could make it out of, like, rye bread.
Yeah. I was looking at a thing online about making wrought iron fences out of spaghetti. So,
wow. Oh, do I need to speak up?
Yeah.
I thought you were turning my mic off.
What's going on over there, my gosh?
How many times has someone had to tell George Oliver to speak up?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't think so.
That's a good point.
All right. Anyway, everybody's invited to gingerbread. Then on November 17th, we have our annual lore lecture in honor of Dick Lore, who was our historian. And the lecture this time was from Scott Hewler, who is titled Retracing John Lawson's Voyage of Discovery. We have John Lawson's diaries and all of his writings, so we know how he got from, like, South Carolina up here and eventually to New Bern. He went inland and came around. Well, this fellow followed in his footsteps on all of the creeks and the trails, the Indian trails.
Yeah. Wow.
And he wrote a book. His name is Scott Hewler. This is 2 o'clock on November 17th, again at the History Center. It's $10. You can get your tickets at newbernhistorical.org/tickets or give us a call, 638-8558, or just drop in at the Historical Society office at 511 Broad Street.
Now, I may need to say spoiler alert, but didn't John Lawson meet an unfortunate
But that was after made his way up into New Bern.
Okay. It was the last thing he did.
If people don't know who John Lawson is, he was the surveyor with De Graffenried, right?
Right. He was the surveyor.
Laid out the streets and all.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Right. Okay. So that's coming up on the 17th, and we invite you to join us with that at the History Center.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah. And that's enough for the moment.
This show brought to you by the Historical Society.
Yeah.
Historicalsociety.org.
Speaking of the palace, all of these things came from the palace, these paper masks.
All these masks?
Right. Really? Yeah. I bought them at Tryon Palace at the gift shop at one point.
Those are fun. No, you changed yours.
Yes.
I don't know what you mean. My hair is a little messier than it was a few minutes ago, but I'm feeling present.
Very becoming.
You got rid of the wig.
Is that George Washington?
That's Jefferson.
This is just
Jefferson's not redheaded. Jefferson was redheaded.
He's casual. He's the casual counselor.
Counselor on vacation.
Okay. I thought of something else. Gosh. See, speaking of counselor on vacation and looking, the tickets for Honor the Musical will be up and for sale Friday, November the 1st.
Wow.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
How much?
So, they're $15 for adults, regular folks, and $10 for students. You can get them at honorthemusical.com.
So,
and I want to just add to that, Kathy, because Richard Dobbs Spaight, we all know, was a famous patriot, signer of the Constitution, first native-born governor. And so infrequently is it ever brought up what a patriot and what a famous man he was. And this play, Bill Hand, has written, really brings him to the forefront because he has been so overlooked. Even the duels that they have, it's generally John Stanley, you know, who is the one that
who
really...
Who was dueling and dueling.
Yeah, and then the famous Patriot really is minimized. So I think it's wonderful that Bill is doing this. And I, you know, with all the work that the DAR, the Richard Dobbs Spaight chapter, has done to improve the gravesite and all and bring more awareness of this famous New Bernian, I am thrilled that Bill is doing this and the Historical Society is being one of the major, I guess, sponsor or partners in this production.
Well, Bill has Bill's written a great, it's a musical, so he's written both the script and the lyrics to the music.
Yeah.
And George has changed again. And Simon Spalding.
Golfing council.
Simon Spalding has written new pieces of music. They're using some of the old pieces, an old campaign song for Jefferson they're using, but then Simon has written additional music. And it's got some great folks in the cast, wonderful voices. Yeah. So it's going to be a good show. It opens in January, world premiere. It's never been seen anywhere else before.
That's right.
It's Honor of the Musical, Spaight versus Stanley.
So you get Simon back on. He's been on the podcast before, hasn't he?
That was Simon's back when we were at the Isaac Taylor House.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, he's incredible. Well, he's him and Bill Hand are
quite a storyteller, too.
Have worked really hard on this, and it's coming together. It's happening. So now you can get tickets, and you can give them away for Christmas.
There you go. That's a great
idea. HonorTheMusical.com. Get your tickets.
Because everything comes together here.
That's right.
This message brought to you by Queen Victoria.
Her Majesty the Queen.
All right, that's enough for me.
All right.
George.
Susan, what have you been working on?
Well,
how did your presentation go?
Yeah.
It was outstanding, if I modestly can say myself.
You can.
No, we actually, the capacity of the Chelsea banquet room was 90, and we had 91, actually.
Wow.
It was really interesting to see everybody respond in a way that they were really amazed, you know, at what an outstanding effort has taken place over the past 40 years. And you know, I covered a lot of different projects and all, and how the major partners that have been a part of all this, the different organizations and all. But what was really amazing, there's still, you know, it was probably the tip of the iceberg because there were so many other projects and efforts that went into it, you know, in that 40-year period. But anyway, it was very, very nice, and I just think it's such a great story. It was really a nice opportunity to let everybody know just what it took to put all this together. The other thing that I thought was interesting was there was a couple here that came for the weekend from Chapel Hill to actually go to the Ghost Walk, and they stopped at the Historical Society, and they saw the poster that was in regard to my presentation. And she is... her specialty is Asian studies, and she was so fascinated with this public-private partnership that she asked if she could have the whole presentation and the slides and all and use it in a project that she's working on in Thailand with a community that apparently has had a similar kind of experience, but the private partnership part was a piece that they've never really been in, you know, considered. So I thought that was incredibly interesting. And, you know, if it can help in another country, this is Thailand, you know, why not spread the word? So anyway, I thought that was very cool.
New Bern on
that
the map.
Is. Yeah, that is very cool. That's we learn from each other, and that's a classic example of how communities can evolve, you know, by
sharing.
Sharing, right?
And borrowing ideas from
that's
others.
Right. That's right.
Yep. So are you a golfer now, George?
Yes, I am a golfer. I think we all need to speak in character.
Croquet.
Do you golf? I don't even know who I am.
You are a fancy lady.
Okay.
What is your backstory, ma'am?
How do I talk as a fancy lady?
Yeah, that sounds about fancy enough.
And you really look good in a nice
You have a very fancy hat. Hat with
I got
lots
long,
of
pretty
exotic
hair.
Feathers.
You just need a boa.
So exotic.
All right. So, and George, you've
yes.
been... You've been working very hard.
Slacking off.
I have. My job's been getting in the way of my hobby here, and it's unfortunate. But I have been in court a lot, so that's part of it.
Were you at the Supreme Court?
I was at the North Carolina Court of Appeals a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Last week, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. And, yeah, that was good. And that is the appellate level right after, like, Superior Court. And it was actually a New Bern case that that got appealed to the Court of Appeals, so I did that. And I don't even know, like, it seems like every time for a while there, I was in Raleigh for one case or another. So glad to be back. Yeah.
Sure.
Don't tell the judge I was here.
He's
the
in
judge
disguise.
Won't be watching. See, that's why I'm in disguise.
Say, uh-huh.
My name is Clayton Cheek. glad to be here.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Clayton.
I'm sure Clayton was going to appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Pam gets the joke. Pam.
Okay. And Charles, what you got anything exciting that you're working on?
Nothing. I'm just enjoying watching all of you in your you all look like Instagram filters, right? I just want to point that out. Like every one of you. I'm rich, I need to buy Park Place from you while we're looking at that. I just want to make sure. Get that in there early.
I believe he's making fun of our costumes.
How gauche.
I'm glad we could be your comic relief, Mr. Tyndale.
Yes.
It's what I'm here for.
Every day should be Halloween on the Pod Squad.
There you go.
Actually, I have a question that came in from the wise land of teenager, right?
Oh, goodness.
Why is Halloween not a national holiday?
It should be. You know, I retired 12 years ago today on Halloween.
Wow.
Around the campfire.
Congratulations.
So Halloween is very special to me, and I'm glad you brought the little get-ups for us to wear there, George. So
George has turned into a Georgette.
Yeah, we'll find Georgette.
I don't know what you mean, Georgette.
On Aunt Georgia.
So, perfect. That's absolutely perfect.
So
it's my favorite face as Clayton Cheek.
My new name is Claytonia.
Yeah, Charles, I don't know the answer to that question, but
It should be the answer.
The answer was it should be. Because we have all these other holidays that we get off that are national holidays. But Halloween, and it always seems to fall in the middle of the week when kids who were going to take out till all hours of the night give a bunch of sugar and then try and send back to school the next day.
I wonder if it's because it's a pagan holiday. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be.
The government doesn't get behind it.
Could be.
Maybe. And then All Saints Day is tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Fighting back all of the spirits from Halloween on All Saints Day.
Well, there used to be, where I was growing up, they would have, was it Beggar's Night the night before? Or was that a national thing?
Oh, and that's when they would go out and create havoc.
They'll go trick or treating the night before to get more candy.
We call that mischief.
But and
they would toilet like paper trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Mischief knife.
Was it the 30th?
We didn't have mischief knife.
The 30th
the night before. Yeah, the night before.
Yeah.
People really got egg out houses of hand in a lot of cities too.
Yeah.
Okay. My college roommate, her birthday was October 30th, so we almost always had a dress up party. Next day was
that's
Halloween.
Fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. There you go.
Got two parties in a row.
That's right. Excuses.
Excuses. And Colleen, what do you got going on?
I don't know how I'm supposed to follow all of this wonderful historical society stuff going on.
Just repeat it.
Okay.
Just repeat it.
Okay.
And say it's sponsored by the city of New Bern.
It's from the Queen.
It's from the Queen.
That's right. You say whatever you want.
Let's see. We have open net volleyball starting on Monday.
You must hold your hand up and do the wave while you do this.
Yes.
It will be at West New Bern Recreation Center.
Is it a jubilee?
It is a volleyball jubilee.
Oh, I love jubilees.
Of sorts.
Oh.
Is it co-ed?
It is. Oh. It is from 6 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. Before your nightcap when you get back to
will
the
there be snacks?
Castle. Bring your own snacks.
BYOS.
I got to get away from that or I will never make it. Something I didn't know about that Parks and Rec was doing, thank you, Parks and Rec, is Kidsville Club Days. Did you guys know about this?
No. Yeah,
that's because Wendy knows everything.
That's because I put the press release from Foster.
This is for students from kindergarten to eighth grade. It lasts through March and usually coincides somewhat with the school year. But the kids do all kinds of fun activities. They actually take a couple of field trips and things. Mm. So it's really neat. It's $25 if you're a resident, $35 if you're not. Kidsville Club Days, really fun stuff to do. And they have several upcoming dates between now and March. So 639-2912 if you want to do that. And then everybody's looking for something to do on Friday night if you are leaving at the palace. It is date night movie in the park at Union Point Park, and it is The Proposal.
The Proposal?
Who is in that?
It's going to be shown tomorrow.
Is that a Nicholas Sparks movie?
No, ma'am, it is not. However, I do not recall the name of the young lady who stars in the production.
Okay.
Proposal.
I'm a little shade accent, here today, aren't you? A little bit of shade going.
She's talking to all of us commoners.
Queen.
Claytonia, you must be evacuated from the show. You must be escorted out of here.
No, I never.
Okay.
I'm sure you
That's
have.
All I got. Really?
Well, okay. we're still working on Love My City.
Yes.
You need to participate.
What is Love My City?
Everybody needs to do it.
What is it?
So the National League of Cities started really this campaign to show off the bonds people feel with the places where they live, work, and play. And we decided to adopt that campaign, and we would love for folks to tell us why they love New Bern. Charles Tindall just posted on our Facebook page. He always brings that stuff up on the iRoamer because we obviously can't see. But we just posted a video with Habitat for Humanity. Mike Williams, the executive director, spent a little time with us, and he tells us why he loves New Bern. And we have heard so many things, and we have heard from people who grew up here. We have heard from folks who took a road trip to figure out where they wanted to retire. And when they got to New Bern, they stopped and set up shop. They said, we just loved it. Can't think of being anywhere else. We just got, thank you, Sharon Bryant at the History Center. She went and developed her own little sheet of paper for kids that says Love My City on the top and gave them the opportunity at the New Bern Boys and Girls Club to fill out why they love their city. And I just got the stack a couple days ago, and it's probably this big.
That's
teenagers
awesome.
And all kinds of young people saying why they love New Bern. You can email us at info@newbernnc.gov. You can go on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Make your own little video if you want to. And tell us why you love my city.
So it's love my city.
Hashtag
love my city is what you need to use in your post. But you can go to the city's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram page. We are at City of NB on Facebook. We are at City of New Bern on Instagram and Twitter.
That is a great project.
You know, it's just we just want to spread some positivity, and we want it to carry us all the way through the holidays and into the new year. We look forward to all of the answers.
It is a great idea because I follow the Love My City on Instagram. There's pictures from all over the world. So somebody from wherever, you know, Thailand or maybe looking at Love My City and see somebody in New Bern.
We are making the hashtag.
It's an awesome idea.
And thus New Bern globally searchable.
Yes.
Because when Love My City comes up, you're just as liable to see Seattle as you are New Bern, North Carolina. So
yeah, really cool.
Let's join in the fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We did a
neat video with Mark Stevens, the city manager. We did one with the mayor, stand-up paddle boards.
There's one now.
It's
Habitat.
Great.
Yeah, we just posted that about 90 minutes ago. So please participate. Tell us why you love New Bern.
Very cool.
So, and Rich. How was the conference?
You know, I've been on a road trip. Since our last podcast, I was up in Vermont, Burlington, Vermont, to meet with other map makers, discovery map makers. And there's about 40 of us there. And you can't believe
Rich,
what we talked about.
Map maker convention.
We talked about maps. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
It was
reaction.
I did.
I love that you glanced over that.
They call it a friend jam.
Find your way to the convention.
Everyone else, it's a business conference.
When they send you the materials, they do not give you directions on how to get there.
That's
if
right.
You can't find it, you're not welcome.
You don't belong.
But Burlington, Vermont, of course, sits right on the shores of Lake Champlain, a wonderful city. And got to experience their downtown a little bit, and it was quite.
Were there fall colors?
Enjoying. Yeah, there were some fall colors there. Yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty nice.
It was beautiful.
And then I attended two chamber events. One was right here in New Bern. Surf, Wind, and Fire did their grand reopening, and Danny Batten was was there, and you know it was well attended, and it was good to see. Surf, Wind, and Fire. Their inventory is filled for Christmas, so please go shop. You can shop local, you can shop online, but just go and say hello to Danny at Surf, Wind, and Fire. And then the other chamber event was down in Carteret County, and that was the Harvey W. Smith Watercraft Center, and that was also a great event. So, just been busy the last couple of weeks.
All right.
That's cool.
Great projects.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Wendy, you haven't... discussed what you've been up to in the last few weeks.
Besides losing your hair.
Yeah.
A very fancy hat. With feathers from a pink ostrich.
The hair, I'm not going to blame anyone but myself on that. It got out of control. As far as
what did you
do? It looks very nice.
Fight with the scissors.
I found an old razor, and my hair was crazy straggly long. And I tried to... I just wanted to go across without touching my head, just the hair.
That's what everybody says.
And I went up instead of going down, and then I had to shave it.
But now you're very fashionable.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So now I'm told I'm fashionable, but I don't know about that.
Well, I think you got a lot of nice comments.
Somebody
on
told me
Facebook.
I look like a little kid, so.
Well, mate, you do kids look younger.
With white hair, yeah. I've lost all my red hair, but I'm wearing red hair today. So
there you go.
Now you're back in style.
Let's see. What announcements? Oh, Jeremy LeRae and I are working on a brand new redesign of New Bern Now's website, and hopefully that will be launched. My goal was to launch it today, but we want to make sure it's everything's in working order and make it a lot easier to navigate, so we'll be launching that very soon.
I believe
is George making fun of me?
Claytonia is making fun of me.
Just a great picture of the queen on her cell phone.
Carry on, Miss Wendy.
She's allowed to be on her cell phone whenever she chooses. She's the queen.
Yeah, she does what she wants.
Yes.
You know, the best thing about these masks is they don't, a lot of masks are, they're real hot and gross and they also block your, when you're at a party, it's hard to eat things. But not with these masks. So who brought the cupcakes?
So we just can't
eat
them.
I brought the cupcakes.
Natasha.
I feel like.
Yeah, do your accent.
My accent. Claytonia.
Yes.
Yes. So, I have come to see Mr. Big. Do you know where Mr. Big is?
I do not.
You do not. I need to speak to Mr. Big. Boris and I have new plan to kidnap Moose and Squirrel.
I see. And you brought these cupcakes for us.
I did for you.
Oh, she is Natasha.
From?
From Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
you do. Natasha.
Yes.
I was working at the lab late
one
night.
And what did you behold?
An eerie sight.
An eerie sight.
From my monster from his slab.
Began to rise.
He began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash. It was a grave.
Oh, it was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash?
He did the mash.
I think these have magical powers because I've never felt like we're in theater right then.
If a box of cupcakes sits uneaten,
well, eat it.
It is the height of rudeness.
Well, you have.
And I, for one, am not rude.
I insist.
No, especially if you haven't had your lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, I might have had my lunch.
Well, help yourself. Have a cupcake. That sounds like Boris.
Yes.
The queen.
Oh my goodness.
Do you know where we're at?
No.
Social media minute.
We're at the social media minute.
We are. Okay. There we go.
We're in the Omar's building.
Okay, yes, we are in the Charles Tindall studio in the Wow, we've got a lot of, there's a lot of people watching.
Oh, George.
Does anyone have any comment? Thank you, everyone, for watching. And we don't have enough time in this broadcast to list everybody personally, but we really appreciate you tuning in. And if you have any comments or suggestions or want to announce an event or just say hi, is anyone commenting? Can you see your phones?
No.
Yeah, we had some comments. Somebody said, Laurie Carblum said she loves the masks.
Bam!
Jen Waterman also commented on the masks. I think we should wear these every time, maybe.
Maybe.
I think people just
definitely should have cupcakes every time.
All right, we'll do another social media minute in a few minutes, but for now, wow. We're looking at the community calendar on newburnnow.com, and there's so much happening. There's so much happening in the next 2 weeks, and find out all the details on our calendar. For now, here's a brief rundown of events. And since it's Halloween, tonight is the annual Night at the Barn at Bryce's Creek Bible Church. And it's also trick-or-treating. Colleen, what is the city's recommended trick-or-treating hours?
We have gotten lots of questions. We do not have any specific time restrictions on trick-or-treating. We just ask that you wait until sunset to begin.
What time is sunset?
I don't know. But believe it or not, we have had many people complain over the years that they hardly have a chance to get home from work before
trick-or-treating. That's true.
So they said, you know, can you please ask people to start at sunset or after?
According to my phone, the sunset is at 6:14 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
So start at 6:14.
Before 6:15.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Or you'll be arrested?
Well, sure. Okay. Yes.
By order of the queen.
Well, you want the little guys to be out when it's still reasonable hour.
Well, right. Sunset, really, it's light until at least a half an hour after the actual time. So
there you go.
So dusk.
But essentially no Twilight. Time restrictions. I know many communities do, but we do not.
Okay. It's just
until the candy gives out, right?
That's right. Until the candy gives out.
Yeah.
Turn out Use your lights. Best judgment, yes.
No. And don't egg the house if nobody's giving them out.
Right.
And Friday is November. Holy cow.
November. We are in November tomorrow.
And there's a lot going on.
Yes. Yeah. They are showing the Lighthouses of Orcas in the Oringer Auditorium, presented by the Lifetime Learning Center at Craven Community College. I'm assuming that is a movie?
Yes. Right? It's an international film. Okay.
Because orcas are killer whales, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So they have lighthouses.
It's part of the film.
It's a film about
lighthouses. You'll have to find out.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the actual the preview of it, it had a lighthouse in the background. There was people in a boat, and there was a orca alongside. So.
So as advertised.
There you are. Also on the first, a celebration of All Saints, All Saints Day at Christ Church downtown.
And moving to the second, we have Colors for Cancer, 10K, 5K, and 1 mile run. At 2790 Landscape Way. Is that the one where they dust you with colored chalk?
I think that's the Craig Brake Memorial.
Okay.
This one's Craig Brake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, Colors for Cancer. Okay. So it's 2790 Landscape Way. Look for Newburn. Newburn Now has all the information.
Yes. Yeah. For any of this details, just check out newburnnow.com/calendar. So.
Okay.
Also on the 2nd, the 19th Annual Crystal Coast Band Classics at, it's tough reading through here, at Havlex High School. And then also on the 2nd, Newburn Cars and Coffee at Persimmons Restaurant. Again, we have several more events. Craven Resource Council Block Party at the Jasper G. Hayes Omega Center. That's 800 Cedar Street.
This is a big deal. It's there are certain nonprofits in the community that are trying to build bridges
in between each other.
Yeah, in between each other to provide resources for everyone. And I think everybody should get out and support this event on Saturday. So
do you know which nonprofits are involved?
It's Craven Habitat. Uh-huh. It's the...
There's a bunch. There's Habitat. There's
Disaster Recovery.
CCDRA.
Yeah.
I know there are going to be representatives from a lot of different organizations. There's going to be from the Informed Trauma Care team out there. It's going to be resources from all over the community that are coming out and joining forces to be able to put this all together.
Very cool. And that is at the Jasper Hayes Omega Center at 800 Cedar Street. Charles, you know what time that starts?
Oh, it starts at 1. It's one from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
So it's all afternoon.
It is all afternoon. And rain or shine, Antoinette wanted to make sure everybody knew that. Rain or shine, it is happening. And for me, personally, it's free food. So if you're hungry and want something to do between 1 and 5.
The second.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday.
And also on the second, walk-in bathtub. Guess who's woo-woo here? Wow.
Yeah.
Walk-in bathtub.
Yes.
November yes improv show at the New Bern Civic Theater.
This is our last show of 2019.
Is it?
We mm-hmm are not having one in December. We'll be back in January, but it is in honor of National Practice Being a Psychic Day. That's a thing. So we'll have.
I knew
we'll
you
have,
were going to say that.
Yeah. So
he's
you've already
psychic
been practicing.
We can have tarot cards.
We might. We're going to have some. We'll have short form improv games. Some of them.
Ouija board.
Yeah.
Board.
Bring your own Ouija board. B y o w. B y o o. And we're also we're going to have some audience participation, only if you want to, with a psychic type theme, like those shows where the guy is in full of auditorium full of people and he's trying to read minds in the audience. You ever seen
mm-hmm
those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll do a little of that. It'll be fun. And tickets are available on newburncivictheater.org. And before I came up here, I looked and we had already sold about 75 tickets.
Good,
so it's
good.
Yeah, it's good. And we're giving 4 away. Charles is going to handle that for us with New Bern Live. So look at New Bern Live, and there will be some sort of contest to win 4 tickets to Saturday show.
All
right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a couple of things going on November 3rd. We have the 7th annual New Bern Walk to End Alzheimer's at the Galley Stores in Marina. We also have Mercy on Middle benefiting
right
the Mercy Clinic.
Yeah.
So don't expect to be able to drive
yum
downtown because there will be a giant table full of food and guests.
Yes. Do we know
yeah
if tickets are still available?
Oh, they sold out
yeah
the first day, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, within
yeah
3
yeah
hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
crashed
awesome
their site or something, I think.
So on the 5th, it's the Coastal Women's Forum, and that's at 5:30 p.m. At the Chelsea restaurant.
Okay.
And
a little bit of a
and then on
though
the 7th.
Sorry about that.
Put on the other monocle. Put the monocle on the other eye.
My teleprompter is flashing at me.
Okay. On the 7th, there's an open house at Coastal Carolina Regional Airport for their master plan update, and that's at Cornerstone Church at 2304 Highway 70. So they're going to tell us all about what's happening in the future there.
Yes, and it's going to be very
comprehensive.
Practice being a psychic.
Yes.
And tell us what
yeah
you think they'll cover.
Yeah. Good job, Rich.
So if you want to know what's going to happen to the airport in the future, go
yes
see.
Yes.
Go see them on the 7th.
Practice being an airport psychic.
At Cornerstone Church.
And they'll answer any questions you may have. So
I'm sure all the work that's being done on US 70 is going to be part of that informational
yes
session
sure
because the airport's going to be impacted
right
pretty significantly
you're
from
psychic.
I've he's follow been, the news.
He's been practicing
counselor.
Okay, what's next?
On the 8th is Art Walk.
Is the 8th Friday? It is, right?
Yeah. It is. Yeah. This is presented by the Craven Arts Council at the Bank of the Arts, the Greater Good Gallery, and numerous locations in downtown and also around New Bern. We love Art Walk.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you haven't been to the Uptown Gallery out on South Glen Burnie Road, check it out. They've really filled up. I remember walking in when during their open house.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was last year, and now they're totally full with all kinds of artists. So it's really, really a neat gallery. So
okay.
Also on the 8th, the 5th annual Bacon and Brew Festival at the New Bern Farmers Market, benefiting United Way. It is not BYOB. They will have B and B. All
and
the bees.
More B.
The bacon, the brew.
Okay.
Probably biscuits.
Nothing like bacon and brew. Wow.
Also on the 8th, starting at New Bern Civic Theater, is The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes.
Is there, yes, it is their big musical
it
this season.
you better get tickets. Those tickets are going to sell out. It's a beautifully done. The set is amazing. Wow. Costumes, vocals, of course, and music. It's the Disney version of the musical, directed by Bethany Bondurant, and lots of great talent there. Just great. Really, really looking forward to that one.
They did a little preview at Ghost Walk.
Yes.
And they turned the lights on behind the window. They have the big rosette stained glass window
right.
from Notre Dame, and they did put the lights there. It's going to be wonderful.
That's cool.
Claire Oliver has designed the set, mm-hmm. and her husband Neil, the two of them have been working on that with a team of other people, but it's just so cool. And they found another theater that had bells already made, and they bought those from them. They're going to mm-hmm. put those up, and I think the way they're going to stage it is Quasimodo will be all over the stage, like climbing over places, nice. And it's going to be really cool. Yeah.
Neat. Wow. All right, get your tickets now.
Yeah, they are. They are. I'm sorry. Can we break for social media a minute for just a second? We have Craig yes. Ramey, who has.
Hi, Craig.
I think he's practicing to be a psychic. He says, "I predict George will eat another cupcake in one in one orca-like bite before the show is over." Craig, you do not need to practice anymore, my friend, because I had my eye on this green one with a black cat on it. Oh my goodness! Look at that. It's delicious.
Are the little figures edible?
We're going to find out in a minute.
They look like
crack a tooth.
I think they're rings.
Way.
Craig,
one bite.
You are correct, sir. Yes, one bite.
All right.
Okay. Where are we?
The 9th Coastal Photo Club's major fall competition. That was originally there was a misprint when that was sent out. So the actual date for the Coastal Photo Club's fall major competition is the 9th at Centenary United Methodist Church, and that's going to be an awesome show. So
they're going to do
thank you, Charles.
A show, and we all can go see that.
Yes. All right. It's all the photographers from all over Eastern North Carolina. So.
Okay.
Terrific.
On the 10th, the 4th annual Rockin' for Relief for Homeless Veterans at the New Bern Farmers Market. That's always a good event.
Yes, that is organized by our friend Bobby Herf.
Are you playing?
We are not this year. I know that they're having Peace Soldier, and he has some sort of tribute band that looks really good. I can't remember if it's like a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band or something similar. That'll be a good time. It's to raise money for RCS.
Okay.
And specifically homeless veterans at RCS.
Yes. Okay, and you had mentioned the gingerbread house.
We mentioned, there's the deadline. Don't miss the deadline.
So the houses will be on display when?
Houses will be on display from the 24th of November through December the 20th. Judging is on the 26th of November. And we'll present awards on December the 14th.
All right.
We got dates all over the place.
Will they be on display through December?
They'll be on display through December the 20th. And then, so if folks want to have their gingerbread house at home for Christmas, they can. They'll pick it up on December the 20th and take it home.
Great.
Okay. And
and then on the 12th.
I have another one I need to add in.
She didn't share with the queen.
This is breaking news, folks. Breaking news. Breaking news now.
Yeah.
Breaking news from New Bern now.
The 11th through the 12th is Devoted to a Soldier, and that's going to be 2 days of food, fun, resources. There's going to be a film, really great information for veterans, and that's going to be at the VFW Post 2514 on Butler Road.
Are you ready for the 12th? Is it my turn?
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
On the 12th is the Veterans Entrepreneurship Opportunities Lunch and Learn at the Small Business Center at Craven Community College.
All right.
And the queen has dropped the mic. That's the Victorian equivalent of dropping the mic, dropping the parchment.
Dropping the parchment.
All right. What's it Shrine Palace?
So on the 1st, it's First Friday. It's candlelight, a decor sneak peek at the North Carolina History Center. Natasha?
On the 3rd, I'll take that one.
Can I please?
On the 3rd, the lasting impact of Barber Boat Works vessels of World War II at the North Carolina History Center. Must be a lecture presentation from them.
On the 5th, behind the scenes, the costume shop at the Tryon Palace Way Station.
Ooh, the costume shop!
Yes, and on the 9th, garden lecture series at the North Carolina History Center. And on the 10th, Veterans Day at Tryon Palace, as well as the History Center.
Okay.
And then Tonya?
12th is the behind the scenes museum technology at the History Center. And speaking of costume shop, I think this is quite a costume shop here.
These came from Tryon Palace. They're authentic.
There you go.
I don't know if you ever go to Tryon Palace and you see the interpreters, this is what they're wearing. They wear these masks from the shop with dresses, but this is what they start with.
On Halloween.
And it has a description.
It tells you who you are. You want to know who you are?
Yeah.
Let's see. Wendy, you are Cousin Kate.
Cousin Kate.
Did you just make that up? Did you just make that up?
No, it says that you are...
Cousin Kate.
Must be a middle kid.
Yours doesn't have a name. Yeah. You are just Regal.
Just nameless.
Regal. Yes, you're Lady Katharina.
I'll accept that.
Or Lady Gaga.
So if we go to the Palace gift shop, can we buy these? Or?
This is where I bought them, but it's been a number of years ago. But I bought all the types they had because I just kept trying them on, and they were all so absurd.
You had to have them all. All right. Yeah. So go visit the Palace gift shop just for fun.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, don't forget about the New Bern Farmers Market. They're open every Saturday and Tuesday, and these are just some of the events happening in and around New Bern. You can visit newbernnow.com as we are always getting new information and updates and posting them to our community calendar every day.
And we'd also like to give a shout-out to our friends Bob and Joanne Friedman as they maintain the New Bern Music Calendar on Facebook. And they've been doing this for, as of November, it will be a year.
So yeah, that's great.
Congratulations. Yeah. Thank you for all your hard work. And Rich, are you ready to go day tripping?
Pick up the map, discoverymap.com. Pick up the map, discoverymap. Pick up the map, discoverymap.com.
Thank you, Wendy.
He actually danced that time. Yeah.
Okay. So it's the Down East Folk Arts Society concert. It's November 7th and 8th, and this month or next month in November, they'll feature Jane Kramer, and Jane is a North Carolina songstress with international acclaim. And on the 7th of November, she'll be at Clausen's in Beaufort, and then on the 8th, she'll be at the St. Francis. In Salter Path. And if you'd like more details about the Down East Folk Art Society concert, you can call 252-646-4657. Once again, that is the Down East Folk Art Society concert with Jane.
George, what's so funny?
I love watching you do that with that mascot. Because the skin tone is very similar to yours, and after a while, that's just what you look like to me. It's like, what did Rich used to look like? I don't know.
That's right. So, just staying with the musical theme, this is a local, and I know he's been playing venues here in Eastern North Carolina for quite some time. It's Barefoot Wade, and he's at 34 Degrees North restaurant, which is also in Beaufort. That's on November 10th, and that'll be from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Of course, he'll be performing live as part of the restaurant's fall live music series. Enjoy music by Barefoot Wade. There'll be a weekend brunch there on Sunday. Brunch reservations are strongly recommended. And if you want more details, give the folks at 34 Degrees North a call at 252-838-7250. And then just a couple more comments. Just there are some activities happening at... Doing this blind.
Said the man with three types of glasses.
It's there's lots of things happening at the North Carolina Maritime Museum, beginning with the Introduction to the Wooden Boat Building course. It's Explore the Art of Boat Building in a two-day hands-on course offered November 16th and 17th from 9:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Harvey W. Smith Watercraft Center. The fee is $135. It's sponsored by the Friends of the Museum. If you'd like more information, dial 252-504-7758. And here's a list of some other events that are happening at the Maritime Museum.
Rich, will they teach you how to make a boat?
They do. They actually do.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Lessons begin with lofting, and they move on to the setup, steam bending, different methods of creating the backbone of small boats. Other topics include planking methods, both carvel and lapstrake, and the use of appropriate fasteners.
That's
you need to attend for the Hydra Trent River Raft Race. There you go.
We definitely needed help 2 years ago on that. We did not finish.
Boy, that's for sure. A few people even ended up with them in their garage.
Did they?
Yes. Oh. A couple of years ago.
Really?
Yes.
Well, do you have
great information.
What else you got?
So, just quickly, the Maritime Museum has what they call a brown bag lunch series, where you bring your own lunch, and then they have different topics and a program. And on November 7th, there'll be a speaker discussing Native Americans of the Crystal Coast. And on the 14th of November, it'll be whales in North Carolina waters. And then, not the country of whales.
No.
Big old
so
orca.
Like orcas.
Orca type whales.
Orcas. Ah, full circle.
Then November 27th, it's Pirate's Table. And if you'd like more information about events that are happening at the North Carolina Maritime Museum and the W. Harvey Smith Watercraft Center, give the folks a call at 252-504-7740. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Wendy. We love this jingle, and we play it every 2 weeks on our podcast.
There you go.
So thank you.
All right. And let's see. Oh,
social media minute.
Sure.
If we can see.
Let's see.
What have you got?
Let's see.
Deborah Kania is laughing.
Please don't ask me to eat another cupcake.
Can anyone see their phones? Any comments?
Chris Rivera says, please don't laugh. I think it was when I had a mouthful of cupcake.
Okay. Well, I have a little quiz. I have a little trivia.
Hey, Parker walked in the door.
Hey, Parker! Happy Halloween! Okay. So, I think it's called lightning round when you go...
Okay.
You ask questions, is that right?
Okay.
Yes.
You're going to give it to each one of us or just whoever answers?
Whoever answers first.
Okay.
No cheating. Let's see. Okay.
Oh, we can't see. Don't worry.
All right. What is North Carolina's state bird?
Cardinal.
Okay. Yes.
It is the cardinal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
What is this?
Good one, counselor.
What is the state mammal?
Platypus. No. No.
No.
A pig.
Black bear.
You see him pretty much every single day.
Human. Ducks.
Squirrels. Squirrels?
The gray squirrel. Great job. Natasha. Okay.
Natasha.
The saltwater fish.
Sturgeon.
Marlin.
Pinfish.
Red drum.
Hogfish.
Redfish.
Red drum.
Red drum. What about the freshwater fish?
Sturgeon. Pinfish. Puppy drum.
Trout.
I caught one when I was in the mountains. A brook trout.
Brook trout.
The southern Appalachian brook trout.
Got a itch on my forehead.
Okay. Let's see.
Under your hat.
You want me to spray your hat? Sorry.
Okay. Wildflower.
Sturgeon.
Wildflower? I don't know.
Dandelion.
Daisy.
Come on.
Sunflower.
Susan, dogwood. You got.
Dandelion?
No, but.
It's a tree.
No.
Dandelion's a tree?
No.
Hibiscus.
Dogwood is the tree.
The wildflower.
Hibiscus.
Wait, it was just called wildflower?
Susan.
No.
Carolina lily.
Lily. Day lily.
We would have gone around the table a couple times with that.
Carnivorous plant.
Venus flytrap.
Yes. Yeah. Yay.
Are there any other types?
No.
I know.
What is the North Carolina state
feed
fruit?
Miss Seymour.
Orange.
Sturgeon.
A persimmon.
Peach. Almond. Persimmon.
Tomato.
What is
cucumber?
A persimmon?
Avocado.
Is persimmon a fruit. Fruit or not?
It's a fruit.
Witty, persimmon's kind of like an apricot.
Apricot?
Okay.
Apricot?
Apricot?
Apricot? Apricot?
Okay, like the one of the North two, right? Carolina state fruit is the scuppernong grape.
Oh. Very good. Nobody those are terrible.
Go with the
and thing. What is the red berry?
Strawberry.
Yes.
Ah!
What is the blue color one?
Blueberry.
Wow. Hey. Wait, what? I think this is a trivia question for dummies.
The North Carolina state insect.
Mosquitoes.
Nope.
Ladybug.
Nope.
Spider.
Dragonfly.
Nope.
Worm.
I thought mosquito was a state bird.
Butterfly.
Bumblebee.
Wasp.
Bumblebee. You're close.
Honeybee.
Honeybee. Yes, honeybee. Mineral.
Diamond.
Coal.
No? It's a stone.
Oh. Salt.
Mineral.
Please answer in the world of a question, please.
Salt. What is
gold.
Salt?
What is salt? You said gold?
No, I said coal.
No, it's gold.
Gold.
Gold is our state.
I said gold.
Do we have gold?
Yes, we have gold.
Some of us have gold.
In the mountains, and Marion. You can go plating.
You go
plating. That's what I said.
Planning? What is
and
the...
It's called panning, not planing.
Oh, panning. That's what I said.
What is North...
What did you call it?
I believe
you. Plating?
Like, I don't... I've never heard that, but it must be technical.
About to go gold plating. We'll stick my clay.
Don't trust the queen.
That's right. If the queen says it, it must be true.
You know, we may be off the air forever after this one.
Okay, yeah, ready?
I bet there's nobody watching.
North Carolina's precious stone.
Diamond.
Diamond.
Opal.
Emerald.
Emerald.
Yeah.
Yes.
Emerald.
Emerald Hollow gem mine is awesome. And the North...
When I went panning, I actually did...
Not plating, but panning.
Went gemming. We're going to... New Bern now is going to have a gemming event. If not by November, it will be...
A gem event?
Spring.
But it'd be G-E-M-G-Y-M.
Gemmin.
Gem
mining.
Gemmin.
Or J-I-M.
We're gemmin.
All right, two more. North Carolina's state reptile.
Sturgeon.
Lizard.
Rattlesnake.
Sturgeon.
Cottonmouth.
Copperhead.
Fox turtle.
Turtle. Yeah!
The eastern box turtle.
Come on.
The lightning round.
You can't
a lot
have tortoises in this state because the state reptile's a box turtle.
There you go. Okay, one last one. What is North Carolina's state tree?
Dogwood.
Dogwood, yeah.
Loblolly.
Pine tree. Loblolly pine.
Yeah, live oak. Pine. The pine tree.
The long
lost
pine.
The long leaf pine. Yeah.
The dogwood's not the state tree?
No, it's the pine.
Oh, come on.
I thought it was dogwood.
No. That's the state too. Flower.
What? Yeah,
the dog, the wild.
No, you said the Carolina lily.
That's the state wildflower, but the state flower is the dogwood.
Get it right, Cousin Kate.
So
we have wild dogwood.
I got it right.
So what does that mean?
Yeah. But the state tree is a pine. So.
Wait, was this North Carolina stuff?
North Carolina?
Oh, I didn't understand that. That's why I kept saying sturgeon.
Born and raised here.
George does improv this Saturday, everybody. Walk
yeah,
in
I talked about it.
Okay.
You're late.
I am late.
He brought these masks so we would do improv here.
I got to plug the Olivers.
There you go.
You always got to plug what George Oliver's doing.
Okay.
And his son, Neil.
A gentleman and a scholar.
And
son, Neil.
We're getting close to... ending the show. Any last thoughts on social media? Anybody?
Emily Chance says, hey, y'all, this is great. And then she laughed at panning and said it should be called the Jim Jam.
Emily.
We be Jim Jamming.
Jim Jamming.
Okay. And Susan, you can't see your phone, I'm guessing.
No, I can't.
I was trying to get you to high-five me for about 5 minutes. I was like, high-five.
Okay. All right, and is Charles back there with you?
It looks like it, yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Okay.
There he is, Charles. Right there.
I can't see.
Parker, we have cupcakes, man.
Charles.
I see that. Wendy has a haircut.
Yes. I got a lot of hair
you
cut.
Got them all?
You got many hairs cut.
Yeah. Many.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Charles and Parker for driving the show today. Woo-hoo! You guys are awesome. And New Bern Live, we really appreciate all you do. And also, the podcast airs on New Bern's News Talk radio station, WNOS 103.9 FM, also known as...
We're New Bern's original station.
There you go. You guys are awesome. Yeah. Let us know if you want to join us as a guest or have any questions, comments, suggestions, or suggestions by calling 259-6853, sending us an email at info@newburnnow.com.
And well, that's a wrap, folks. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Happy Halloween!
Thanks for joining us.
There we go.